Many people's favorite social media platforms just got caught making billions off ads that are literally designed to steal your money. And the craziest part, they know exactly what they were doing to their users. Internal documents just leaked showing Meta, the company behind Facebook and Instagram, projected earning $16 billion in 2024 from scam advertisements. That's 10% of their entire revenue. In this video, we will cover what they're not telling you about how deep this actually goes and why it proves something darker about how certain tech companies really see you. So here's what happened. Reuters got their hands on Meta's internal documents from late 2025, and the scale of what they found is truly crazy. Every single day, Meta's platforms are serving 15 billion high-risk scam advertisements to users. These high-risk ads are things like fake investment schemes, fraudulent products, deep fake videos of celebrities, and fake government benefits. And in my opinion, the worst part of it all is that Meta's own internal numbers show that they knew that they were scams. They literally had a category called higher risk ads that they projected would bring in $7 billion alone. Even knowing this, they kept the ads running anyway. Their internal document stated that the revenues would be several times higher than any fine they'd have to pay for regulatory settlements. Let that sink in. Meta ran the numbers and realized that letting people get scammed was more profitable than them stopping the actual scams. Although Meta has internal systems to catch scam ads, their systems are designed to protect Meta's money, not yours. According to the leaked document, Meta's automated systems only block ads when they're 95% confident that they're fraud. That means if there's even a slight chance that the ad might be legitimate, it stays up and keeps making them money. And it gets even worse. Meta caps how much their fraud teams can cost the money by blocking ads. This means there's a limit on how many scam ads they'll remove before removing too many of them cuts into their profits. Some high-value advertising accounts racked up hundreds of violations and still weren't banned because they were bringing in too much cash. Small advertisers were noted to even get 8 strikes for financial fraud before they were finally kicked off the platform. So what does this actually mean for regular people scrolling through Instagram or Facebook? According to the Global Anti-Scam Alliance's 2025 report, people worldwide lost over $1 trillion to scams in the past year. And when they surveyed victims, you can likely guess which platforms ranked among the absolute worst for scam prevention, both Facebook and Instagram. Scams range from deepfake videos of Trump or Elon Musk promoting fake government benefit cards, to fake giveaways stealing your credit card info, to phony investment schemes using celebrity faces. Some of these fake ads ran over 40 times in 2025 before Meta took them down. And here's the thing, these ads aren't just annoying. People are losing life savings, getting their identity stolen, and having their bank accounts drained. Real damage to real people while Meta is focused on protecting their bottom line. So what does Meta have to say about all of this? Their spokesperson, Andy Stone, called the leaked documents a selective view that distorts Meta's approach. They claim that the 10% figure was just a rough and overly inclusive estimate. They also say they've removed 134 million scam ads in 2025 and that the complaints have dropped by 50%. Which sounds great until you remember they're still serving 15 billion high-risk ads every single day. The US Securities and Exchange Commission and UK Financial Conduct Authority are now investigating Meta for enabling financial scams, but based on Meta's own internal calculations, they've already decided that those fines will very likely be cheaper than actually stopping the scams. And here's what really gets me about this whole situation. In October 2025, right in the middle of the scam ad explosion, Meta withdrew from the Media Rating Council's brand safety audits. These are independent third-party checks that make sure platforms are actually protecting users and advertisers. They got the accreditation, then dropped it just 4 months later. Ariel Garcia from the watchdog group Check My Ad said that Meta likely sees oversight as an unnecessary expense and perhaps even as a liability. They're essentially implying that they likely don't want anyone looking too closely at what they're doing. And meanwhile, two former Meta executives who used to run their advertising integrity teams, Rob Blierthin and Rob Goldman, were so concerned about this problem that they actually launched a nonprofit called Collective Metrics, which is specifically designed to increase transparency around scam ads. When the people who used to work inside the machine are calling it out, you know that something's broken. So here's what this all comes down to. Meta made a business decision that your safety was worth less than their profit margin. They built systems that prioritize revenue over removing scams. They calculated that the fines would be cheaper than fixing the actual problem. And when independent watchdogs tried to audit them, they backed out. This isn't just about Meta. It's about what happens when tech platforms get so big that harming users becomes just another line item in their quarterly earnings report. They're not asking, is this right? They're asking, is this profitable? And according to their own documents, scamming you is very, very profitable. If this makes you rethink the ads you click on while scrolling through your feed, hit subscribe and leave your comments below. I read and respond to every comment.